If you're still paying income tax, you haven't figured out the game.
This is The Playbook.
I have another special guest, the incredible Thaddeus Galla. He's the CEO of Guardians. And what is he guarding? I'm telling you, he is the guardian of wealth. I've gotten to know this guy and talk about situational knowledge and experience of how to be a guardian of wealth to allow it to grow, accelerate, tax-free, what I'm talking about. Welcome to The Playbook, Thaddeus.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Dave.
I am just so excited to have you because it's very rare I get to sit down with someone and realize how little I know about something I think I know a lot about, because I've always been, you know, someone who has studied Rockefeller, family offices, family banks, understanding asset-based lending and the tax benefit of asset-based lending. And not only did I sit down with you, but my wife sat down with you, and we realized that we're wasting millions of dollars. Millions, not like thousands, millions of dollars. And when I found out about this, I had to join your annual retreat. I have to be involved in your community. You're saving 6, 7, even 8 figure from entrepreneurs, including guys like Gary V and myself. And so, you know, how does a guy that's a doctor, you know, know more about finance than me and Gary V?
Well, I think, I don't know if I know more about it, but I think that's a great question. I think really it has to do with probably because I'm in healthcare. I've spent so much time diving into subjects. I'm really good at reading really boring stuff. And because when I finally became successful in healthcare, I remember looking down at a $250,000 tax bill, but I only had 30 grand in the bank account. So that started my second career, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago now, of helping entrepreneurs reduce and eliminate taxes by some really common methods and some less common methods. I really looked at it and thought, okay, so wealthy people don't pay taxes. So I got to figure this out. And to most people, taxes is very unsexy. It's not attractive. And so they will spend, Dave, people will tell me they spend time actually intentionally trying to avoid learning taxes. I did this class one time. I said, how many hours do you guys spend every week learning taxes? And it was 0, 0. And one person said -2. She said, I intentionally spend time trying to avoid understanding and learning taxes because I hate it so much.
And we all know when you avoid something, you are drawing energy to it and you're just attracting it to yourself. I tell a story real quick when I was in law school about the rules of perpetuity. And I literally, when I was 50 years old, went back because I spent so much time avoiding the rules of perpetuity that it ended up being the first question on my estate test and my bar test. And I, at 50 years old, decided how long would it take if I actually changed my mindset to learn the rules of perpetuity. It took me 15 minutes. So instead of getting 2 poor grades, I ended up doing really well, but it was all lost. Now, this applies to everyone. And you even applied it to your mom. And tell me how it applies to everyone. It doesn't just apply to Gary V and I.
So here's the thing. I would say two points that I would encourage the audience to remember. Number one, if you're still paying income tax, you haven't figured out the game. Number two, the best way to solve that is to find the right playmates and the right playground. That it's really that simple, because if you recognize, number one, that you haven't figured out the game yet, and you recognize that wealthy people don't pay taxes. I mean, you know, all you have to do is look on the news. You see, you know, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson, you know, pick your flavor. Wealthy people have figured out the income tax game. Now, not to be confused with property taxes and excise taxes, that's different. But number one, if you're paying income taxes, you haven't figured out the game. Number two, the best and easiest way to do that is to surround yourself, again, with the right playmates and the right playgrounds, because by default, you will naturally find the strategies and the approaches that are going to work for your unique situation. And I really believe that if you understand that those two principles and you just put yourself out there, I really believe that in probably 3 to 5 years, if not sooner, everyone can create a vehicle and a situation based on their unique circumstances that they will be able to reduce, if not eliminate, their taxes ongoing for the rest of their life and generate tax-free income and tax-free wealth, just like the successful wealthy people do.
And how, on average, you know, I'm an expert in the entrepreneur world, but I also have worked in the big corporate world, and understanding how much time or effort do we spend as entrepreneurs working for the government? Meaning, how many months a year does it take until we've paid off our taxes?
Typically four. And that's why April 15th is the tax day, because you worked January, February, March, and April. Typically, if you have a 35% tax rate, you wake up every single day to your alarm and you go to work just to make enough money just so you can write a check to the government. So you got to think, you could add 5 to 10 to 15 years of life back if you understand the tax game. No matter how hard you work on the front end top line revenue, that if you understand the tax game, you're literally saving your life and your time, which, Dave, as you and I know, that's the only thing we have. The only thing we have in life is time. And if you can create more time and get your time back, to me, that's you've just won, because that's all we really have at the end of the day is our time.
And that's your average entrepreneur, your everyday entrepreneur. If you're a high net wealth individual living in California, you're probably more about July 15th.
Right. right. Well, let's do this. Let's talk about a few of those strategies so people can because some of these people already know. Some of them probably don't know.
I didn't know if you wanted to give the secret sauce here. You wanted people to join us, Guardian Retreat, but we'll have many more things to teach there as well. And I know Gary Vee and I are super excited about being there.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to having you guys there. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. So I would say this, you know, that there's many avenues out there, but I'll just share a few that I found people don't understand. You know, the Augusta rule, where you can rent your house back and you can claim it tax-free. You can, if your kids, I don't know remember the exact age. I believe it's age 12 to 22, I think, or maybe it's, well, I have to check those numbers again, but verify with your state, your country. But you can hire your kids for about $12,000 a year. So if you have several kids, you can hire them, and that's tax-free wealth. A lot of people don't realize how many things they can write off on their taxes. The IRS just changed the law and made meals and entertainment went from 50% to 100% that you can write off. Look back at your taxes over the last few years. If you showed a loss with the CARES Act, they changed the law. And rather than allowing you to carry losses forward, they actually allowed you to carry losses backwards for one of the first times and get a refund from the last 5 years of taxes that you've paid. So think about how much people have paid in tax over the last 5 years. And most people don't realize that they could be eligible for a 5-year refund of all their federal taxes that they've paid. So there's things like that. What else is there? There's also one of my favorites is cash flow arbitrage, which is a fancy term for saying you're borrowing money against appreciating assets. A real, real easy example is you buy a piece of property. You do accelerated depreciation, do a cost segregation study. You maybe raise the rents or it appreciates, and then you refinance and you pull out that money tax-free, 100% tax-free. And then the magic thing is, let's say now you take that money and you use it on business expenses, you get the added bonus of being able to write that off on your business. So, I mean, there's all these ways that, again, I really think that if in 3 to 5 years, if someone really leaned into this, they should be able, with all the different tools out there, you should be able to be generating, number one, tax-free wealth for the rest of your life. And number two, you should have a clear vehicle that reduces and or completely eliminates your taxes every single year. Because the importance of this, Dave, and I think we talked about this another time, I don't know if it was on a recording or what, but it's that the rule of six states, typically, for every dollar you save in taxes, that's the equivalent of $6 top line revenue. If you save 100 grand in taxes, that's like generating $600,000 of top line revenue, which I don't know about you, but that it takes a lot of work for the average entrepreneur to go out and generate $600,000 of additional revenue, or whatever their tax rate is.
And you know, when I met you and started talking to you, I fell into that same trap again. Like, why doesn't my accountant know this? Right. And yeah. I know tons of entrepreneurs are like, you know, it's a problem in financial literacy that I had when I went bankrupt years and years ago. You know, I had the, I got this, you know, attitude.
Yeah, right? 100%.
I can't tell you how incompetent I was, meaning financially illiterate, but also the people that I surrounded myself with. You talked about the playgrounds and the parties that were playing with me. I just trusted even fiduciaries, CPAs, all of these people. And I ended up, after talking with you, realizing, hey, not only do I have other opportunities, but I should go and seek someone that understands what, you know, you're talking about, because these are all great strategies and they may actually, you know, be grateful to me, my accountant or CPA, when I teach them about these things.
So I've noticed two things. I love this parallel because it's like the phrase death in taxes. And after working with, you know, I oversee about 50,000 patients a year in our medical clinics. I have an amazing team. So I only spend about an hour a year on that, which is absolutely phenomenal. We help thousands of patients every year. And I've personally worked with thousands of patients. And I would say it's very similar. The 80-20 rule. There, just like there's two types of doctors in the world, there's two types of CPAs in the world. I can't tell you how many doctors have come in, or excuse me, how many patients have come in. And I'm going to use something very simple. High blood pressure. Patient comes in and they say, you know, Dr. Gala, I have high blood pressure. And I say, well, you know what? If we make these lifestyle changes, I map it all out. I think there's a good chance we can reduce or completely eliminate your blood pressure medications. 9 times out of 10, if not more, I was right. I can probably count on one, maybe both hands, the number of patients in my career I wasn't able to help, or I was left kind of scratching my head. So I know it's a formula. I know it's a system. And they would come to me and they'd say, well, hold on, Dr. Gala, you're telling me that I could be off these blood pressure meds and my blood pressure will be natural, or it'll be normal and I can do this naturally in just a few months? I said, yeah. Well, wait a minute. I've been working with my family doctor now for about 10 years and he's had me on Atenolol or these blood pressure meds. How come my doctor never told me about this? And I think it's that same mindset, unfortunately, that, you know, you have new doctors get out of school and they're trained by old doctors that are looking at old ways, and it's just a machine, and it's like trying to turn an aircraft carrier. It just takes so much energy and effort and so long that we just, conventional wisdom just rolls over to the next generation. So you have really great people that are stuck in a really bad system. And so, you know, I'd have patients, I can't tell you how many times they'd be working with a doctor for 10, 20 years that they loved. And we helped them in a few months do what their other doctor wasn't able to. Now, I wouldn't fault the doctor. I'd say the system is broken with 15-minute office visits, turn and burn appointments. You know, you got to check all these boxes to meet the insurance, you know, on the forms, et cetera. Now, take that exact scenario, and the exact same scenario applies in the financial world. 80% of CPAs are stuck in old habits. And just because they have some initials behind their name doesn't mean that they have the best strategies. And I would say that if your CPA has not zeroed out your tax, find a new CPA. No different than if I say, if your doctor has not gotten you off all your meds and gotten you down to your goal weight, find a new doctor. Because 80% of the CPAs, I'd say, work for the IRS, and the other 20% work for you. So the chances are, if you just throw a dart at a board, everyone thinks that their CPA or their doctor is great, but you know, 80% of the time, they're going to have one that's not able to get them to where they ultimately want to go. So you got to be willing to do what's right for you, and don't worry about upsetting your CPA or upsetting your doctor if you need to make a switch. Because I hear that more times than I care to.
That's a really strong statement that I want everyone to go back and listen to. You know, one thing I like about Dr. Thad here is that he's extremely credible, because I think out of all the guests that I've had, and I've had thousands, as you've known, I love people that are more interested than interesting. And you've applied your passion, your purpose, and profitability to everything you do. You know, you are an investor, a speaker, an author. You're an extremely successful doctor and a director of a health center. You have so many different things to go on. But, you know, meeting you and reading your bio, when I first met you, I'm thinking, come on, this guy cannot be that smart in finance as well. But you're just, you know, to me, an example of what I teach, to be more interested than interesting, that you apply all that you did to become successful, to help your mom, you know, as becoming a doctor in wellness and changing her life, both in wellness and in financial capability. You told me a story how much money you make your mom. But even more importantly, it's just this perspective of not just going with the flow of accepting that these accountants and CPAs know more than we can know, and that they have our best interest in mind. And when we start asking difficult questions, I have this trust in vet philosophy. And when I met you, I trusted you. but I vetted the crap out of you because I'm not going to step on stages and have Gary and I be down there, you know, at this huge event and to put you on my podcast. Cause there's so many people out there that, you know, discredit you because they're out there lying, overselling, cheating, manipulating. You pan out, but you also practice that yourself.
Well, the thing is, I really appreciate that. And I'll be the first to admit, I don't have everything figured out. School's never out for the pro. And I think that's one of the things is that for me, what warms my heart the most is when we educate people. And sure, if they want to use our services, that's great. If they want to use us for their, you know, to help them eliminate taxes, great. If they want us to use us to help them, you know, in our clinics, that's great. But one of the things that makes me happy, regardless whether it's us or someone else, is that when I see with a light bulb go off in people's minds, and they're able to succeed with either their health goals or with their wealth goals, whatever that may be. And they reach out to me and they say, boy, you know, Thaddeus, or, you know, Dr. Gala, you know, I've been stuck with X, you know, I've been paying taxes for so long. And this is the first year now I've been able to keep everything that I make, or, you know, or gosh, I've been struggling with this health issue. And this is the first time I'm able to play with my grandkids again. To me, that's the win, whether it's through us or someone else, I don't care. But the biggest thing is I just want people to be educated so that they can make the best decision for themselves. Because the thing that breaks my heart, Dave, is how many people I've ran into in my life, both in the clinical setting and in the financial setting, and they say something such as, if I had only known this 20, 30 years ago, how much different my life would be. And so that's, to me, that's the hugest, biggest win for me, is when I hear people, the veil comes off over their eyes and they just see this whole new world that's available to them. That warms my heart more than I can even begin to share.
What do you say to people, you know, that either come to the event that we're doing or come and reach out to you that say, hey, these seem very sound, but aren't they red flags to get me audited?
I'd say, first off, great question. And I would say, run everything by your CPA. And I would say, secondly, all of these things are very common, boring, old strategies. It's just people don't do them. I mean, I was talking to even just something as simple as hiring your kids. I was talking to this very well-off entrepreneur making millions and millions of dollars. And they've had kids now for years, and their CPA and their tax attorney never told them that they could hire their kids and be saving over $100,000 in taxes. And just in a few minutes, I found out that this hole had never been patched for them. So, I mean, that for them right there, that saved for them based on their kids and everything. I think it made them, we did some quick numbers, I think almost about $54,000 in I think 15 minutes we were able to get them. So I always say, you know, if you're interested in this, I mean, obviously we'd love to have you come down to the annual retreat, hang out with us. I think we still have tickets left. So, you know, we love to teach, we love to educate, we love to create community, so people can really get these questions answered and they can take charge of their life.
Yeah. Not only will you get a lot of great strategies at the Guardians annual retreat, but you know, guys like Gary and I are going to give our best to really explain around this, you know, different types of mindset, heart set, and our own strategies that we've utilized that are complementary and synergistic to what Dr. Thad, my man, Dr. Gala, is performing there. It is April 25th through 28th. So Gary and I would love to have you join us with Dr. Thaddeus Gala. He's an extraordinary entrepreneur. He's a humanitarian. Anyone that can help us save money from taxes is more than a guardian, may even be an angel. Dr. Thaddeus Gala, we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for joining me.